Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But. Now, perhaps it might seem a bit foolish to be giving a discourse, even for a few minutes, on just one word, and such a short word as that, but. But just think, my friend, if there was no but here, what a consequence. These words like but and for and so and well and... These are mighty words in Scripture. These men, Paul and Peter and these other writers, they're arguing with us, you know. They're reasoning things out. And this but here is a vital word. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 to 10. Peter has just been talking about those who stumble, those who refuse to believe, those who reject the headstone, the chief cornerstone, the rock. They stumble, they disobey the message, and they come into judgment and stumbling and crushing by the stone, which is also what they were destined for. Now, we looked at that, the issues there in the previous discourse. But now, and it is about verse 9, but you, and he goes on to speak of a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, this people of God. Ah, yes, there is this mass of people. They may be religious, they may be this, they may be that, and all the rest of it. But they reject the stone. They don't build on the stone. They despise the stone. But unto you who believe, there is a but. What a contrast. What a but. My friend, there are those who are refusers, unbelievers, stumblers. They fall over Christ. They reject the Christ. But there are those, and are you among them? Are you one of them that can say, unto you who believe, and I do believe, Jesus Christ is precious. What's been the story so far? The story so far in this chapter has been that Peter is addressing those who are children. They're regenerate. They're believers. They've come to Christ and they have found the stone precious. And this is true of all believers. And here is the hinge. Christ is the hinge. Christ is the fulcrum. Christ is the test. Christ is the apex. Christ is everything here. No wonder Paul can say to the Colossians, Christ is all, and in all, he's everything. The but here. Now, I've started in saying what's the story so far. Well, I should go back to the first chapter. 1 Peter 1, verses 1 and 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And what do such people find? A precious Christ. And therefore the but is written all over them. Are you one of the buts, my friend? Are you one of those who can say, yes, the world may despise, the world may laugh, and all the rest of it. But as for me, Joshua could say, but as for me and my house, choose you this day whom you will serve. But I'll tell you what we'll do. That's my choice, he said. How long halt you between two opinions, said the prophet. Precious Jesus, a privileged people. Let's put those two P's together. Is Jesus precious to you? Then you are one of the privileged few, the people of God. If you're an unbeliever, you know your responsibility, my friend. You're stumbling at Christ. You're rejecting him. You're refusing him. You know the answer. And you must do it now. No more delay. Call upon Christ and stop refusing him and turn to him. Don't reject him. Open your arms and your heart to Christ, your mind to him, and receive Christ Jesus as Lord and walk ye in him as ye have received him as Lord. May it be so. May many hear and be able to say, I started the day in one state, but I ended it, but in another. I started in Adam, and I ended in Christ. May it be so. May it be so.